he's one of the greats, of course, in Southern Districts rugby. But he's had a very, very varied career at fly half, playing for Scotland in many tests. And his name is Dan Parks. He's part of the experience here for the Sydney Stars. As the CSU New South Wales Country Eagles rolled on by 37 points to 31. Dan, fantastic to come to the country, but it's great to see you're back involved with the game after such an incredible professional career.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, it's great to be back, to be honest. Yeah, it makes it really worthwhile when you come back to a place like this and you're playing a game like that. This NRC, since I got back, it's been four games now and it's just been end-to-end stuff. Extremely exciting. And yeah, I'm very happy to be back, and hopefully we can pick up a few more wins. It was a tight one for us today, but yeah, the guys really dug in, and that's all you can ask. Yeah. They give 100% and they did that.
Of course, you're a fantastic player for both West Harbour and Southern Districts. Moved on to Scotland. Must have been fantastic to play international rugby for Scotland, all those tests. But what was it like sort of playing for Scotland, but playing those Six Nations tournaments as well? Just incredible amount of hype and incredible amount of buzz around that.
Yeah, yeah, it's massive. It's their biggest, well, obviously it's their biggest tournament of the year, and it comes around once a year, and it's extremely exciting. Come, you know, the 1st of February, everyone's ready and raring to go in the, you know, in all the Six Nations over there. So it's a great thing for me. When I first went, I had no idea I'd be actually being part of it, and to actually get an opportunity and to be lucky enough to play in 8 Six Nations tournaments was pretty surreal, but also something I thoroughly enjoyed, and I look back with, you know, a lot of fond memories.
Do you regret not maybe going to Scotland a little bit earlier, because you went after the 2003 World Cup and also that incredible lure of playing for the Lions as well? That would have been massive. And I suppose you look at somebody like Brendan McKibben, he held on and he held on, but he played in the Super Rugby final and a title winning team.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, it's one of those things, you've got to make a decision. I was playing in Sydney and I was very happy. I'd spent a couple of years at West, and then I was out at Southern Districts where I had 3 wonderful years, and then I went to East and we won the Shoot Shield in 2003, under McDoyle, and then I left from there. So I had no regrets about when I went, but I must say, you know, when I did go, I had no idea what would have happened and would have occurred, and, you know, as I said, I was very happy with how life went for me over there. And as I said, I'm happy to be back now. I must say, this weather makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, well, you're part of Glasgow, of course, and now they've just become an absolute monster, haven't they? They've won the Celtic League, destroyed everybody, destroyed Munster in the final, in Belfast, of all places. Yeah. That tournament's evolved, and you must be so sort of looking back in front of all those crowds of 500, 600, and now they've become such a massive team.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there was a bit of a struggle there for a couple of years when, well, I went there in 03 and Glasgow had pretty much only started a couple of years previous. And yeah, it was one of those things that you know, for me it was more the excitement of being involved in a professional team. And then, but as time went on, you know, the crowd started to come and they really got behind us. And obviously the most recent success has been phenomenal. And they are a very, very good team, Glasgow. And hopefully it can build up into the next level, which is, you know, the international level with Scotland. Well, I actually finished in Connacht, which is in Galway, but I played a couple of years in Cardiff before that. And again, yeah, it was amazing. There were some phenomenal rugby players there. Heartland of Welsh rugby. They absolutely love it there. And they really do, you know, they live and breathe the game. So it was very exciting. And, you know, and obviously then to finish off in Galway where I did, you know, you're not going to meet many nicer people in the world than you are in Galway. It was a lovely spot to finish my career. And as I said, I was very lucky to be playing overseas for 11 years as it was. And I only wish I could play for longer.
Of course, you've come back with the Sydney Stars. How did you get hooked up with Peter Blayford and Tim Davidson?
I've known Pete for years, and he's one of those kind of guys that whenever I used to come back every year, and for some reason or another I'd run into him at a game of rugby or a club game, and he just got in touch with me actually pretty much just before I got back and just made a general inquiry, and that's how it all came about. So I had to make a decision a couple of months ago about whether I was going to do it or go back to the UK, and I thought, you know, well, I might give it a crack and see how I enjoy it. As I said, I've had a wonderful time. And
finally, you've made the transition back into real life. Has it been really difficult, or you're well prepared for that, because you're basically a professional kicking footies every single day?
Yeah.
But have you got yourself a real job, or are you looking to do some coaching?
Yeah, coaching's the way I'm sort of going down. I did a bit of media work last year over in the UK, and as I said, since I've come back, I've just put all my attentions into the rugby side of things, and that's obviously where I see my path. It's a very difficult thing, and I think sometimes you can underestimate that as players. You get so caught up in what you're doing as a player, and it's very difficult to actually even think beyond that point. But it comes to us all, and I'm a classic example. It comes to us all. I was hoping that it would never, but it has. And as I said, I'm delighted with the transition I'm making now into coaching, and hopefully it'll bring a career for myself.
Well, at least your face doesn't look like it's been too battered in typical sort of fly half style. But it's a pretty great pleasure to catch up with you, Dan, and we wish you all the best.